Hello and welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure. Yet again, we have Stephen Bancars in studio. We're going to talk about a David Wilcock email that got leaked. Is it true? Is it not true? We don't fully know, but it's looking like it's pretty true. So glad that you're here. Glad to have you back in studio, yeah. Steve. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Yeah, I'm hoping that these videos go viral and a lot of people get more exposed to your testimony and your ministry and what you're doing for the Lord, I think is absolutely great. So before we get to this interview, who is David Wilcock and what has he meant to you?
Yeah, well, David Wilcock, he was my biggest influence when I was in the New Age movement. So I used to write for Spirit Science and Metaphysics. SpiritScienceMetaphysics.com. That was mm-hmm. my website.
Yeah.
I used to write for the SpiritScience.net. And so most of my inspiration as far as me being intellectually convinced mm-hmm. about alternative spirituality being rooted in some kind of scientific understanding, that came almost purely from David Wilcock.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up finding other resources through him.
Mm-hmm.
Which led me deeper into it, but he was my main influence, and you know, I thought he prevented a convincing case, and mm-hmm. you know, I read the source field investigations, you know, took notes on the entire book, and so David Wilcock, you know, he's an alternative researcher, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
he researches like alternative history, and he's also kind of a government insider,
mm-hmm.
as far as he has a lot of contacts with people high up in like the FBI or in these other secret projects. And he usually brings that information down to us. And so I looked at him as being like a really reputable source
right.
for a lot of this information. And so, yeah.
And a little personality quirk about him that may, you know, most people might not know is just from time to time, he becomes possessed and thinks that he's the reincarnated Edgar Cayce. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you believe in reincarnation, you believe one of the evidences for it is facial recognition.
Right.
That your soul maintains a kind of a template, and that template kind of comes through the countenance of the next person that you're living as. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he has a whole book on how and why he thinks he's the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. But more interestingly is his connection with Gaia, where he had a series of programs on Gaia,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably the largest teaching website for New Age thought.
And television network, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For New Age.
Huge, absolutely massive.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his own program on there. You know, he's a New York Times bestselling author. He's a pretty household name
yeah.
in the New Age movement. And he apparently, in a letter he released, has broken ties with Gaia,
yeah.
where he accused them of being not only abusive in terms of their treatment of their employees, but also cheaping them out financially. But the interesting yeah. point, it's not just that he left and he's complaining about his former job. It's that he believes that the leadership is involved in Luciferian philosophy and practice.
And it's so weird because you would think, I think typical Christians who's familiar with him would think, well, why would he have a problem with that? But it's actually a lot deeper and richer of a story than most Christians would think based just on surface level stuff.
Right. So in the email, you know, he's emailing the president of Gaia, and he's saying, mm-hmm. The things that you had me teach, I was deceived initially. On mm-hmm. the first program you had me teach, you wanted me to say that, you know, our real creator God, that, you know, history has gotten wrong, our real creator God is this alien race who is more or less reptilian.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just been misunderstood. And he's like, to call the reptilians our creators, and to also demonize the God of the Bible
mm-hmm.
at the same time. He says those two things in tandem. That's Luciferian.
Yeah.
And he affirms the God of the Bible as being the one true God.
That's
wow. literally what he says in his email, is that he believes in the true Christian God. He wants the Christian God.
Yeah.
And that's a really peculiar statement for someone who believes in all these alternative theories of consciousness and so forth.
Yeah.
So it makes me think that this is the beginning, I hope, of the Father drawing him to himself. Jesus says, no man comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
That's right.
And I will raise him up on the last day. So for him to accuse a guy of being Luciferian, and Graham Hancock,
mm-hmm.
author of Fingerprints of the Gods,
mm-hmm.
who he was a very close colleague with, always producing content together.
Yeah.
And always corroborating one another's work. He said that Graham has been more vocal about his Luciferian beliefs and philosophies,
mm-hmm.
and that because of that, he wants nothing to do with Graham Hancock anymore. And he says
wow.
they haven't been in contact since they had an email exchange going back and forth over what their beliefs actually were. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
This sounds too much like the glorification of fallen angels and of demons and of Lucifer. Uh-huh. This is the same thing that the Illuminatus are doing.
Yeah.
This is the same thing in the very institutions I'm trying to expose in my work. You're believing everything they believe.
Right.
How are you any different from that? So he backed out. He dropped out according to his letter, his resignation letter, which is available online. We'll include a link in the description of this video for that.
Yes, definitely.
And that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I when you first told me this, the first question that I had was, well, has the email been verified? You know, because yeah, a lot of times this kind of stuff will come through. But this is from Jason Colavito, who's, you know, I either love or hate his blog, but he's if he's putting legitimacy to something, there's something there. So he talks about this, and he says that you know, he hasn't confirmed this email, but by all it seems like it's real. You know, the way that he talks, how it's been confirmed by multiple sources now of people that actually personally know David
right.
Wilcock,
right.
That it's been confirmed that this was pretty much him. And yeah, he says in the letter, Wilcock describes the company's efforts to alienate him for what he describes as his Judeo-Christian fan base, and he threatened to turn conservative conspiracy theorists against the company. So here's a direct quote. Quote, and this is from the email, quote, the company also attempted to upload a video to my YouTube channel that aggressively promotes Luciferianism, namely season 1, episode 1 of Ancient Civilizations, even while Gaia supposedly had a policy of no religion, at least for my fellow colleagues and me. I was tricked into participating in a very religious program. Yeah. That I do not want to have any affiliation with. The show is literally saying that God is evil and Lucifer is God who, ahem, it also happens to be a reptilian alien. Seriously?
And by God, he's referring to the God of Scripture.
He is, and he even capitalizes it, too.
Exactly.
Like, that's who he's actually right. referring to, the same God that we would, you know, that right. we worship as Christians. So he goes on, how would this look if it all got dragged into the public eye, especially in the light of overwhelming online movement called Pizzagate? Millions of people are now working to identify Luciferian elements in our society, and they murderously... they are murderously angry about it, the potential damage to my career, reputation, and physical safety from the existence of ancient civilizations on the Gaia network is massive, as I have been very outspoken in the public eye against Luciferianism and will continue to do so. There's a lot more to it than that, but that is like phenomenal stuff. I never would have looked at David Wilcock and thought, oh yeah, that guy might be a Christian.
Right. He specifically says later in the email, he identifies the God of the Christians
mm-hmm.
as being the true God.
Yeah.
He calls him the true God. So he has this thing where I think he clearly has a soft spot for Jesus.
Yes.
And he talked about him a lot in, you know, fairly high regard when I would watch his material. I watched hundreds of hours of David Wilcock material. He would talk about Jesus in high regard. So I think he has a soft spot for the Christian worldview and for the God of the Scriptures. And
yeah.
So this is someone we need to pray for.
Absolutely.
To pray that God would intervene in his life. I've actually reached out to him. So if he gets his hands on this video somehow, you know, reach out to me or reach out to Josh. I've sent you an email through your website. I'd love to have a conversation with you, have a coffee with you privately, or even have you on my YouTube channel to talk about what exactly it is you mean in calling them Luciferian and when you call the God of Scriptures the one true God.
Yeah.
Because people like Josh and I, the entire Christian community is looking to rally around David Wilcock.
When Absolutely.
The New Age teacher is about to come out.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says all the angels rejoice when one sinner
That's right.
repents, right?
That's
well,
right.
Well, every ex-New Ager and every Christian rejoices when they see even the first sign of repentance.
Yeah.
From someone entrenched in that worldview. So it would be really awesome to make contact with David.
Yeah.
But for now, all we can do is pray that God will continue to expose the evil deception of the New Age movement to him.
That's right. And that's why we wanted to do this video for you today, is to ask for your prayers for David Wilcock. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what he said that you didn't like, or what episode on what show that you... It doesn't matter. If there's any shred of possibility that he could come to the truth, and it sounds like he's kind of on his way there, he needs our prayer. And like Steve said, he really needs us to rally around him and support him and show him, you know what, we're a lot more loving and accepting than the New Age movement is. And Jesus Christ, when he prayed to the Father, There's the one prayer that he prayed to God. And he asked God not for us to have perfect theology, not for us to have perfect doctrine, but for us to love one another so that the world would know who Jesus Christ is. So let's show him that love. Let's pray for him, show him that love. And if any of you watching out there know how to get a hold of him, please get a hold of Steve or myself and let us know, because we would love to have him either on Steve's channel or mine, you know, however it works out. But we would love to help him, show him what the truth is. Okay, so all that being said, thank you, Steve, for being on the show again. This has been a blast. Ah, you give the weirdest handshakes. Okay, there we go. It's your long fingers.
No, my wrist is sprained. That's the problem.
I've been, like, janking on your wrist, giving you a hard hand, like a hard, manly handshake every time we've done that. I didn't know that. You okay?
The last three episodes.
How about this? Left hand. That's a good handshake. All right. All right. It's been a blast. And all of you out there, thank you for watching. Until next time, love you all. Take care and God bless.